Could you please tell us what are the highlights of this year's cities for Great Britain? Because Britain will be the very first guest of honor country in this year's cities.
Well, let me pick two or three fields. We have a themed day session in which we will feature in particular three areas of services: healthcare provision, education, and design. On healthcare, globally, as populations age, as expectations of healthcare increase, but of course as costs need to be kept under control, healthcare gives challenges to us all. The UK has one of the world's most dynamic public sector, government-led healthcare services, delivering services for the people at efficient cost. China, we know, wants greatly to develop its healthcare provision for the benefit of the Chinese people, and we have growing collaboration between British healthcare providers, Chinese healthcare providers, and we want to showcase some of that this afternoon. A second area in which we are strong is education. Education benefits everybody. We already have connections involving students who travel, but Britain also supplies a lot of education provision within China, even for Chinese citizens who have not had the chance to go to the UK, in English language tuition, in children's education, in professional education. Professional education meaning the standards helping companies to succeed in their different fields, and we have companies in all these fields represented on our pavilion this morning, but we'll also be going into more detail in our themed day this afternoon.
Just now you've touched upon two very important sectors, which are education as well as healthcare. I think definitely there are bound to be a lot of collaboration opportunities between the two countries. Specifically talking about the healthcare sector, I know that the British people are very proud of the NHS system there in the UK.
Yes.
What do you think are some of the challenges and impediments facing the Chinese healthcare sector, and how can Great Britain play a role in that regard?
I don't wish to profess to be an expert on Chinese healthcare, but as prosperity increases across China, as living standards increase, as length of life increases, people want better access to healthcare, and of course that is only practical if that is affordable and efficient, both to the individual and to the government. In the UK, our national health system was set up in 1944, so we have been learning and developing for roughly the same length as the history of New China, and we think we have a lot to offer. Chinese hospitals are in active consultation with British hospital trusts, and we face, frankly, many of the same challenges. In China, of course, it's on a bigger scale, but we already have British healthcare providers, healthcare skills education providers working actively in China. This is one of the fastest areas of growth of exports to the UK, from the UK to China, over the last 3 years, and we think that growth can continue for the benefit of the Chinese people.